live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is now just gone 11:30, and it's time to talk to my guest, Emily Starr. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Now, Emily, you are about to launch a completely new theatre collective called Starr Theatre. I feel like your name is ready for this already. and it starts in September. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how you decided to start it?
Yeah, so my dad actually passed away earlier this year, and I was keen to do something in his memory, and we tried doing something similar a long time ago when I graduated from uni. And yeah, so the theatre workshops were something that we tried to do together, and thought, well, then I got a full-time job and we thought, well, we'll keep it on the back burner. And then unfortunately it never happened, but he left a legacy. You know, he, in his village where he lived, he started a beer festival, he started the fireworks night, and he was quite integral to that community. And it just really inspired me, looking at all the photos and all the archives of stuff like that. And yeah, I thought, let's try it. Let's bring these theatre workshops to the village that I live now in, Histon. And I have been working a lot in Cambridge. I direct a lot of theatre. I know a lot of kind of practitioners who can choreograph.
And you've got a background in theatre yourself.
Yes, yeah, I studied performance. So I thought, I feel ready now to be able to put it all together. So yeah, we're starting them from September, and I'm very excited.
it sounds brilliant, because I don't think there's something quite like this available at the moment.
I don't think so. I think there's lots for kids. I think, you know, there's an oversaturated market for kids in Cambridge, which is great. But yeah, I thought, you know, we've got such a strong theatrical community in Cambridge with adults that it would be nice to do something to kind of foster that.
Yeah, actually, that's a very good point. We haven't pointed out that this is for adults. I don't think I've mentioned it. So it is from 18, maybe?
Yeah, 18 plus.
Yeah. And it's based on kind of musical theatre, but we're going through all the disciplines. Is that right?
Yeah, I want to explore lots of different disciplines. So we'll be looking at acting, character work, improvisation, dance, singing, anything related to musical theatre. And if this first term is successful, we've got the first term planned. If this first term is successful, we'd like to explore different things, maybe storytelling or some backstage stuff as well.
Yeah, that sounds brilliant. I always think with musical theatre, you really do need the three disciplines. So you need the singing, the acting and the dancing to make it all to come together.
Yeah.
And often people have maybe one or two of those that they feel more comfortable in, and the third one is always the one that they're a bit like, ooh, I've got to do whatever it is.
Yeah.
So having the opportunity to explore either more deeply the one that you already know, or getting stuck in from the beginning and like, okay, I'm going to improve this thing that actually scares me a little bit, is a really lovely way of doing it.
Yeah, I wanted a place where people felt comfortable and happy to develop a skill that maybe they're not as confident with. And, you know, there's no performance at the end of this. It's just purely for the love of it, for fun, to develop those skills. So there's no pressure in that
sense. Yes, and there isn't a thing of, we haven't got time to work on that because we've got to get the performance done. That's a really good point, actually, because you go into a thing and, yeah, you maybe would like to explore that, but really don't have the time to. And that's probably what's come out of you directing things, thinking, oh, it'd be nice to do this with a group and whatever.
Yeah, so some feedback from the last show I directed was that they would have liked to explore the character more, and obviously we would, you know, I would love to do a lot of that in the session, in the rehearsals. But when you're trying to get through the material, get it ready for an audience, sometimes it does take a back burn.
So
it's partly from the feedback from people I've worked with that would like to explore more in-depth stuff.
Yeah, and so how's it going to work? What day is it on, and how will the sessions work?
So it'll be every Monday from September. We're going right up until the 16th of December. That's what we've got scheduled in so far. We've kept the sessions as cheap as we can, just to cover the cost of the venue and our practitioners. So that's £6 a session.
Which is really good value.
I like to think so, yeah.
I don't know anything that you can... an evening class that would be,
I wanted it to be affordable, but yeah, we do need, you know, people there to make sure that we can continue running.
So
we would love to see you there, try something new, come and each, meet like-minded
each,
people.
Each session is a different thing each week, and it's all on your website, isn't it? So either people can sign up for all of them if they want to try everything. You know, you can pay for each different class. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, yeah, you can pick and choose which ones. There's no kind of subscription there. So yeah, everything's available on our website. If you go to the workshops page, you can have a look through the details of each workshop and then add them to your cart, and then just pay however many you want at whatever time you like. So yeah, it's all
and it's there. Evenings, isn't it? Monday evenings.
Monday evening, 7:30 till 9:30
in Histon
at the St Andrew Centre,
which is a very nice space.
It's very nice and modern. There's aircon.
Very important at the moment. And what is your website, Emily?
It's www.startheatrecollective.com.
And stars with two R's.
With two R's, yes.
That's brilliant. Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
If you've ever, you know, wanted to perform but never felt confident, come along and
test. Yes, because it is for beginners too, isn't it? It's for everybody, isn't it?
We want to cater to everyone. You know, if you want to come regularly to a session with like-minded people who love musical theatre, come along. If you're currently in the musical scene doing shows and you just want to see friends or, you know, meet new people, come along. You know, it is for everyone.
Sounds like a perfect Monday night, doesn't it? Thank you very much for that, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
Cambridge 105 Radio.